gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It is Wednesday. All right, go ahead, Alex. I know you have to get your hump day in.
Hump day!
No, that's you.
I'm just kidding. But it is a Wednesday, halfway through the week, so that's cool. The 6th of March. We are the Joe and Alex Show. You can check us out online at joeandalexshow.com. That's where pretty much everything that happens on the show ends up there somehow, some way, whether it's a blog, maybe a podcast. Yeah, you can subscribe. We have a really big podcast. It's easy to find. Twitter, Instagram is our social media, at Joe and Alex Show. And the number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good morning. You know, I don't know why I always do this to myself, but I always end up single in the winter. Always. It's never fails. And so when you're single, you know, you want to go out on the weekends. You want to go out with your girlfriends and stuff, and you have to look hot.
Oh,
the
I know.
The problem is that when it's winter and it's freezing outside, but you want to look hot, you just have to freeze to death. Because for some stupid reason, the bars don't have like a coat rack. We can't like wear a coat to the bar and then like check it at the door. I don't know why that is. It is the worst thing because we have to freeze our butts off to go out. And so I'm just in this predicament because like I want to go out this weekend for a friend's birthday and I've got to try to find like a dress or something sexy to wear. And I just know I'm going to be, you know, sacrificing being warm.
Can I give you one tip of advice?
What?
Don't wear tights.
Why?
Wear
what's
knee-high
wrong with tights?
Boots. Wear knee-high
I do.
Boots.
I have one pair, but like the thing is, that's the thing. I don't want to have the same. I don't want to wear the same boots every time I go out.
Can't you wear like jeans or something?
I haven't seen you wear knee-high boots in a hot minute when I've been out with you.
I do. Sometimes. I mean, my last Instagram picture, I've got knee-high boots on.
Well, I think you should sacrifice it. Sacrifice Instagram. Wear knee-high boots. Don't wear tights.
Yeah, wear sweatpants. Those are very warm.
What's the problem with tights, though? You don't think they're sexy?
I don't think they're hot at all.
Really?
If you're trying to get men,
you have to be bare leg.
Oh. Yes.
So then what do we need to do? Live right now. Girls hearing this later might be like, oh, I need to know. What do I wear this weekend? So what do they wear?
Buck up. You take vitamin C before you go out. You have vitamin C by your bed for the next morning, and you wear a short skirt, a short dress, knee-high boots, maybe some hoops. You sacrifice the coat, and you just
be really
a soldier and defend through the cold.
So what you're saying is, like, invest in just a couple different colors and pairs of knee-high boots. That's really
Absolutely.
Where you need to put your money.
Absolutely.
Okay, good to
if
know.
If you're single in wintertime, yes.
Okay, now I know what to do if my wife divorces me. So,
girls. Joe in knee-high boots.
Hey,
he'll look
guys.
Like Patrick Starr in SpongeBob when he has those knee-high boots and the fishnets on.
Hey, I think it probably works for everybody. So, Liv, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. My parents are actually in town.
They're here right now.
Yes. Mama and Papa C, they're in town, and I actually went to a sporting event with my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, last night.
Cool.
And it was a big test for our relationship.
Why?
Because he has never seen me in my pure fandom. Like, we've gone to sporting events together, like professional games, but like for teams that I'm not personally a fan of. And last night, we went to a college basketball game with the team that I was raised to love and raised to be a fan of. And he saw me in my pure fandom and his jaw was actually dropped a couple of times.
Why though? What kinds of things are you doing that's crazy?
I don't think she could probably talk about it on it.
I'm booing refs. I'm jumping up and down.
I feel like she'll throw stuff at a kid on the other team, like pour a drink over his head.
Oh, are you harassing the other players?
Oh, I will. Yeah, I like literally will. And so I think he saw that and he was just, you know, very put to the test. But I think he thought it was funny. So
he thought it was cute.
Let's hope so.
I always think it's the hottest thing when you see somebody in the environment of like something they're passionate about, whether that's, you know, a hobby or
whatever. Murder for Alex. Yeah. Sports for Liv. Pork chop. Maybe, you know, your boyfriend can see you driving around in your cars. Like, he's passionate about driving people.
Speaking of, I got done Uber driving at 11:30 last
night.
Yeah, because
oh my gosh.
I had to pay rent.
Yeah, what the heck?
I literally made it like just in time, but I'm so heated because I paid rent. The latest you can pay it is on the 5th.
So I paid it yesterday,
but the little transaction date says the 6th.
Oh, yeah, probably because you waited till freaking midnight.
Well, I didn't wait till midnight. I was Uber driving all day to make enough money to pay rent.
In the eyes of the landlord, that's waiting till midnight.
Yeah, you're not living with me when they evict you. I am.
I don't understand the thought process behind waiting till the day of.
Hey, did you not just hear me?
Oh,
I wasn't
hot topic,
waiting
hot
on
topic.
The day on purpose. I literally Uber drove for hours yesterday to make the money to be able to have it to pay rent.
Gotcha.
Why are you living in such a fancy place, Pork Chop?
I am not living in a fancy place, that is for sure.
Come move to my apartments. I have an ant problem now, but it's fine.
Wow, you're getting all the animals with legs, or creatures with legs. You had cockroaches, ants.
The roaches haven't been back, but now I have ants. That's a whole other issue.
Mama C and Papa C, would you care if Pork Chop moved in? Would you approve of that?
I'm very
clean. He says, come on in.
All right, there you go. Don't tell anybody. You guys move in there.
Okay. I'm very OCD and clean things.
Oh, my gosh. Liv would probably love that.
Perfect. I need a maid.
Okay. I don't know how to approach my wife about this today, but I'm really, like, I'm getting bummed out. I'm getting really bummed out. And it's not her fault. Like, I understand things we agreed to, kind of. Another one of her cousins, her family is so big in Michigan where they're from. They're Dutch. It's a huge thing. She has like 21 or I think it's 31 first cousins. It's incredible. Every month somebody's getting pregnant. I mean, they're all having babies.
Except for you guys.
Except for us. And it's, you know, knock on wood. It's not because we can't. We haven't really tried yet. But I'm like, babe, can we please? We went and visited one of her friends, and is that the cute little girl that brought me the beer in the video? Like, I want a daughter that can do that for me one day.
You want a daughter that can bring you beer? I mean, it's every dad's dream.
So I don't know. I'm seeing everybody having these kids, and I was watching This Is Us last night with Kate and Toby.
Okay,
and
no spoilers.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Was it actually a good episode, by the way? Because the last like three have sucked.
I don't know. I'm emotional because of the dad part, because of my dad. So anything whenever Jack comes in, I'm like, aah! So I cry.
But I mean, thinking about the last couple episodes, was last night better?
It was
better?
A good cliffhanger, yes.
Okay, good.
It was a very good cliffhanger, and it puts a lot of things in perspective because you know how they go all over the map from the beginning to the end?
Yeah.
This kind of explains like, oh, was this the start of that?
Yeah.
So I think it was pretty interesting. But bottom line, Lindsay, hey, babe, what do you want to do later? You know?
You need to replace her birth control with Tic Tacs.
Okay, well, not to get too many details, but the Tic Tac's not the preventative thing that she's doing, so there's that.
Okay.
So I don't know how to do that other one. I'm going to have to go on a mission.
My God.
How do you transition from that to this?
Well, I'll just tell you that what's coming up in the garbage is very juicy.
Okay.
We are going to hear from two jurors from Michael Jackson's 2005 trial.
Yeah.
And it will have you on the edge of your seat. That's next.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Members of the jury that acquitted Michael Jackson in his 2005 sexual abuse trial are speaking out. Juror Ray Holtman said that Jackson's defense team created enough reasonable doubt to justify him not being guilty.
I made it quite clear to the other jurors that I was going to be leaving the deliberation room knowing that Michael Jackson was a child molester. Michael Jackson was in a position to hire probably the best attorneys around that could build a case for reasonable doubt, and they did that.
Another juror, Melissa Harrard, agreed.
He was not guilty. There was not enough evidence. It's just kind of suspicious that, you know, they'd go ahead and do this so many years later when Michael Jackson's not here to defend himself.
Somebody else brought it up, but it's a good point. Just because you're found not guilty doesn't necessarily mean you're innocent.
Well, it sounds like the first guy, this Ray guy, that we played first,
yeah,
he thinks he is the child molester, but that just there wasn't enough evidence
to prove it.
To prove it, so he had to vote not guilty.
Correct.
Or whatever.
You have to do what it actually says.
And then that woman that we just played, it sounds like she just fully thought he was not guilty. So it's kind of interesting. I thought those were really
juicy. I can never be
a
juror. I can never be a juror.
Very hard. Comedian Matt Rife, who dated actress Kate Beckinsale for a year in 2017, had some advice for SNL star Pete Davidson, who is currently dating her.
We dated for a year.
Okay.
And it was complicated, okay. For sure. A lot of ups and downs, but she's moved on, and I'm happy. I'm hoping that they both are getting out of it whatever they want to get out of it.
What advice do you have for Pete?
Man to man?
Yeah.
Run.
Really?
Yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy it while you can. I hope they're both happy. I don't know.
Okay, somebody's probably butthurt there when you say, run! Like that. If a guy told me, if I was single, I was like, hey, what do you think about this girl? I was like, oh, man, no, you know, nothing, just run. Like, they're that crazy.
You think that means they're still, like, obsessed with them?
No, I think if somebody tells me to run from a girl, that means they're saying the girl's crazy. Or
well,
the guy's
yeah.
crazy. It's like, don't deal with them. But
right.
Are they just saying that, though, because they are still a little upset that the relationship's over themselves?
Yeah, I don't know. Good point. A plus-size model says that she was told she couldn't get into a Miami nightclub because rapper Future was inside and he didn't want any fatties in there.
Well, where was this on Fat Tuesday?
Her name is Naomi. She's also known as, like, Now or Nao, I guess, N-A-O. She was planning on meeting a promoter at South Beach's Story nightclub where Future was performing. When she was on her way to the night spot with a friend, the promoter allegedly told her to turn around because she wouldn't be able to get in. The model's publicist said that this promoter told her, don't even bother coming. Future asked for no fatties. The model from Montreal took to Instagram stories after the incident to share her outrage with her 211,000 followers. Future is appearing to deny the allegations on Twitter. He wrote, stop capping on my name. I love all women.
Except for fatties.
And Samuel L. Jackson watches his movies when they come on TV.
I watch my old movies all the time, so if I'm channel surfing and there's something old of mine on that I like, I watch it.
You will watch it.
So I see that face.
What's the last one you watched on TV on your own?
Die Hard with a Vengeance. I watched it from where I caught up to it till it was over.
Coming up in less than an hour, R. Kelly started crying in an interview, and it may be the wildest thing you'll hear all day.
Oh, live the web, girl. There's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Still, okay, dumber than... we get it.
Liv, explain a TV antenna.
So I know that they're two metal sticks, but I don't understand how these two metal sticks can just produce like a picture onto the screen. Like I almost feel like that they're contacting aliens and the aliens are using their magical powers to put like the picture on the screen. I don't know. And I don't understand why people call them rabbit ears. Like rabbit ears are like white and fluffy and squishy. Like I just don't get how two metal sticks can relate to that. And don't even get me started on the Teletubbies. I just don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Follow the Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Joe's Need to Know News. 61-year-old wrestling legend King Kong Bundy has died. He's been dealing with health issues recently at 6'4" and almost 460 pounds. He got his start back in the 1980s. When I watched wrestling, because I don't watch it anymore, but I remember, oh man, King Kong Bundy, he's crazy. This guy was so dominant that instead of 3 seconds to pin somebody, he made the refs count to five. So sad news out of there. 2019, the list is out from Uber. They kind of call it 2019, but really it's their 2018 list. And they have two different things that I wanted to go over here. It is items that were lost and found, and then some of the more like unique, strange ones. Because I always think about Porkchop, who drives for Uber. If you didn't know that, he'll tell you, listen to any podcast of the show. But the 10 most common forgotten items: phone, camera, wallet, keys, purse, backpack, blah, blah, blah. Things you think, basic things left behind. No surprise. They were left behind. Let's get to the good stuff. The stuff Liv might have left behind. How about that?
The only thing I've left behind, I think, is my dignity.
That's been gone for a while, yes. Okay, how about this? A 6-piece chicken tender from 7-Eleven.
Mm. That's a tragedy.
I know.
That was
sad.
A tip.
Yeah, could have been. An 8-week-old chihuahua? How do you leave a dog in the back? How do you do that? Other strange items include a breast pump with breast milk.
Yeah.
There you go. It's the gift that keeps on giving. A black and white tuxedo for a small dog.
That's cute.
A shopping cart. How do you get the shopping cart in there? It's in a shopping cart.
I'm surprised they were allowed to bring that.
I don't even understand that. And then a Babe Ruth signed baseball. So
what?
Yeah, how do you leave something worth money behind? I wouldn't report that. I'd be like, no, I don't see it in my vehicle. Pork chop, what have you taken from a customer that they left behind?
Actually, nobody's ever left anything behind in my car, and that's because I'm very efficient, and I look back and make sure they didn't leave anything.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Pork chop.
That makes me want to give you a 5-star right now. Hey, make sure you didn't forget anything.
Yeah, have a good day.
You know he would have loved if someone left behind the chicken tenders. Yes. And also he would have eaten it. Oh, 1,000% would have eaten it. Also, the mini little dog tuxedo, he would have been like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like somebody's going to be traumatized tonight. Okay, this is kind of a sad story, but it's got a cool thing involved with it. A Connecticut man named Jay, he's terminally ill, and he actually received something that he's wanted. He actually got to check off an item on his bucket list, and that was have some kind of contact with the president. Here's President Trump talking to him yesterday.
All right, Jay, you're handsome to me. I just saw a picture of you.
No. You're giving me kind of honors.
How are you doing? How's it going, Jay?
It's going, you know what I mean?
You're a champ. You're going to fight it, right? You're just fighting it?
It's what the Irish do, right?
Yeah, that's what the Irish do. You better believe it. You look good. I wish you could come to a rally. I wish you could come. I know you like that stuff, but I wish you could.
If you could pencil me in, I'll find a way to get there.
I'll tell you what. When I'm up around that territory, and I know where you live, you'll be sitting front row center, Jay.
Boom. What if they just had a rally in his front yard?
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
On the block right there.
So kind.
And, okay. You're a liar, but I'll ask anyways, who here on the Joan Alex Show actually reads the fine print? Does anybody really,
like whether it's what?
A leasing agreement, when you're downloading something on your phone, like an app, you gotta sign away a million different things? Okay, good. Well, guys, we probably should start doing that. Not only don't want to get locked into a bad contract, guilty, but you could win some money. Listen to this. A Florida woman who has taken home 10 grand after reading the fine print of her insurance policy in the terms and agreement section says it pays to read. The insurance company had written that, quote, in an effort to highlight the importance of reviewing policy documents, we launched Pays to Read, a contest that rewards the individual who reads their policy information from start to finish. If you're reading this within the contest period and are the first person to contact us, you may be awarded the Pays to Read contest grand prize of $10,000. Well, the woman contacted the email that was in the fine print to do, and guess what the next day she had?
$10,000. What?
You know, I'm going home today and I'm reading everything.
You know what? I want
to know. Too much work for 10 grand? Yeah. You need to quit hating to read.
But it's like the reading. It's like you've got to be the first person. And blah, blah, blah.
That's what I want to know. It's how long that's been out? Like how long did it take someone to contact them?
Yeah, I don't know that, but that's a good point. Like, has it been like one day or has it been like 6 years?
Right. That'd be interesting.
Nobody's ever done it. Probably 6 years. All right. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check all these stories out at joeandalexshow.com. Good morning to you. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. So glad that you are here today. Okay, this is interesting, and I don't think it's a terrible idea, but we want to know where you fall. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. This mom says, you know what? I'm going to cancel my baby shower. Still having the baby, still with the man, so why do you think she'd cancel it if I didn't give you any more clues?
Her friends all couldn't come?
It involves the friends and family. They all are ridiculing the choice of her baby's name.
Ooh, what is it?
Okay. She wants to name her baby. It's going to be a boy. She knows that, so there's no surprise there. Squire Sebastian Senator.
Nope.
Is that a big no, dog?
Oh, my gosh, the worst.
Why? What's so bad about that?
Squire Sebastian.
I don't know. I think it's a bad name, but I also feel like if you're going to name someone that, you have to know what's coming along with it. Like, I want to name my son Chief. I want his name to be Chief. I think it is so cute. I think it's so precious. But
so cheesy.
I'm aware people are going to make fun of me. People are going to make fun of him. Like, I'm aware with what's going to come with that.
Okay, then let's say the day comes down the road. You know, you marry Jewel Daddy, which is my prediction, with your father's blessing. And you have a baby, and it's Champ whatever.
Chief, whatever.
Sorry, I didn't mean to insult
Champ
the baby.
Champ is gross. That's tacky.
But Chief is cool.
Yeah.
What if your family's like, Olivia, you're going to name your... Please don't name your child Chief.
Oh, they've already said that to me.
Would you not invite them to the baby shower? Would you cancel it?
No, absolutely not. I would be like, it's not your child. You already had kids. You named them Liv. And look at where that turned out.
Liv, you know why you wouldn't cancel the baby shower?
Why?
Because you want all the free gifts.
Well, obviously. And also the food. Food at baby showers are lit because they can't drink. So there's more focus on the food than the alcohol.
833-JOE-ALEX is the number. 833-563-2539. I want to know if you do what that mom did and actually cancel it. I also want to know, maybe you've heard a name. You're like, oh my, you're going to name your child what?
What was the name?
The name of this kid was Squire. It's a boy, by the way. Squire Sebastian Senator. And the mom says, this name conveys power, Alex. Listen, okay? She says it conveys wealth. It conveys success. She said she chose the name because it hinted at the family's ties to senators.
This name that she has chosen reminds me a lot of Jessa Seawall. Do you know who she is?
No.
I've heard
AKA
of it, but I can't.
Jessa Duggar.
Oh, she, like one of the Duggar kids?
One of the Duggar kids. So she got married. She has two kids now.
Okay.
And these are the names of her two children. Spurgeon Elliot Seawald and Henry Wilberforce Seawald.
Like, this is trying too hard. Like, Duggars. No, you're from like the Midwest or something. Who are you trying to
fool?
They're
from the South. They're from Arkansas.
Well, yeah, you're from the South. They're trying to like fool someone that they're like British royalty or
something. This lady, Squire.
If you can
read
in Arkansas, you are.
What is it, Squire?
It is Squire Sebastian Senator.
Squire Sebastian Senator. I mean, it's like when that baby comes out, you might as well like throw a Mozart wig on it. Like, I don't understand these names. Like, they're so ugly to me.
Yeah, I think they're ugly, and also it's trying way, way, way too hard.
You can only talk to your baby in this voice. Squire! Squire, come here.
Raina, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about the name Squire Sebastian Senator?
I think I like the first name.
Squire.
I'm not good with the second and third, but I don't know what is the deal with this generation that they think they can judge everyone and choose a child's name, or not choose, but ridicule someone for the name.
Hold on, Raina, but some of the names we have nowadays are out of control. Like, I love Taco Bell. And what if I have a little daughter and I'm like, oh, this is little Mexi Melt. Like, I can't
Chalupa.
Call my kid that. Yeah. Come here, Gordita.
No,
like, you can't do that.
No, but if I was your friend and hung around with you, I'd be like, okay, and that's probably it.
Well, see, here's the thing.
But wouldn't a good friend call somebody out and say how bad the name is?
But if you love the name, you're not going to see that. You're not going to see it at all.
I just like can't stand like why does everybody have to judge everybody? Like, why can't we just have like, why can't we just say if we like or don't like something? I'm just saying I don't like
it.
Yeah,
you're just stating your opinion. My thing is that I'm not judging this girl. Name whatever the hell you want to name your kid. You have to expect the ridicule that you might get from your loved ones if you're going to name it something stupid like that.
What's worse, Squire Sebastian Senator or Apple?
Oh, I was going to say Chief, because that sounds like a terrible
name. Remember Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin named their daughter Apple.
Well, if you're a celebrity, you can name it whatever you want.
Is the kid's first name Sebastian or Senator? What is Squire Sebastian Senator? Is that his first name or is that all three names?
That's all three. It's Squire.
Oh, so Squire's a cool name. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's hideous. Sounds like squee.
We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And Alex, what is going on now?
Got asked on a date last night.
Why are you complaining? Lucky you.
Said no.
What?
Wait, I want to know the details.
Somebody else. It's not Hot Baby.
Okay, Hot Baby is the guy that you've been talking to for, what, 2 days?
No, this is a different guy. He asked me out. He asked me if I would be available for Saturday lunch or Sunday lunch.
What's wrong?
I was busy. I said I was busy. I'm not.
Wait, so why did you say no? Where did this guy get your number? Did he ask you out on a dating app?
Yeah, we matched on a dating app. So we've been casually texting. It's okay.
Is he hot?
Yeah. Well, he's more your type than mine.
Oh, really? Wait, I want to see a picture.
What does that mean? Like, he's not as hot?
This is the person I showed you yesterday. And you said, oh, yeah, he's cute. He's cuter than Hot Baby because he's your type.
Well, Hot Baby looks
he's
like
blonde.
A woman.
I retracted it. I retracted that.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, though.
I don't understand, though. He asked, you said no because why? He asked you out for two different dates.
He asked me out for two different dates that were on two different lunch times. And a lunch date is gross.
I don't think so. I think a lunch date means that if it goes well, then you guys can continue to hang out.
I can't even tell you.
What is so gross about a lunch date?
Now, in a normal relationship, after you've been dating for a while, I think lunch dates are fine. I actually think like brunch or lunch for a date is cute for like the third date on. But for the first or second date, you have to go out at night during the evening. There is something so unsexy.
Why?
Let me just tell you, it is so unsexy to like be on a first date and it's like a screaming toddler next to you smearing syrup on their butt. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
where
there's
the hell
nothing,
are you having pancakes at?
I'm just saying, like, that's just like going to brunch or lunch for the first date. There's, it's just not sexy. The atmosphere, the ambiance, I hate it. I refuse.
Why
so
do you
also,
put so
I refuse
stipulations
because
on
I just know what I like. Here's the thing. Like, I have just been doing this for a long time. I've done...
This is why you've been doing it for a long time. 833-JOE-ALEX. You can call in. 833-5639.
I just feel like, you know, for a first or second date, there's a certain vibe you want, like, to get to know each other. You want to be able to hear each other talk. Like, families, like, super loud and stuff during lunch or brunch. Like, especially on a Sunday after church. It's just not the right first date setting. I also don't, like, in general, I hate first dates on Sundays. I have done them when in a pinch.
Yeah.
But a Sunday, like just like you have Monday scaries, Sunday scaries.
Sunday scaries.
Yeah, you've got the Sunday scaries. You're totally thinking about work. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just hate that.
No, I don't know.
It kills me to say this, but I agree with you 100%.
What is with you?
See,
oh my gosh.
It's very tacky.
It's like, so
tacky.
Yeah.
It's
on
a first
date. If
it's
you want to swoon,
yes.
You're going out to a nice dinner.
Exactly.
You can't have a candlelit lunch.
I know, but what? Okay,
why
I'm
do you
sorry.
Have to swoon?
Dinner for a date is also the most boring thing in the entire
cliche.
World. It's
like
so
everybody
overdone.
Does it.
It's so cliche. Maybe it's his Nana's birthday on Saturday.
Well, you can't hang out
Sunday
with Nana
night.
At night?
No, the problem is he also, like Hot Baby, who I've talked about the last couple days on the show, if you don't know who I'm talking about, you can go back on the podcast. Just search for the Joan Alex Show anywhere you get your podcast. So... Like Hot Baby, he is a little bit out of town. So he says to me, like, well, I'll be in town on Saturday during the day or Sunday during the day.
Okay.
And I said, well, how about, why don't you come down here Friday night instead of getting here Saturday morning? Then we can go out. His response to me was like, well, you can like either drive up here or I'll meet you halfway.
No,
and I was like,
bye,
ew. I
bye.
Said, I
bye.
Am 5'4".
Good for him for having a backbone.
I said, I am 5'4". I weigh like 100 pounds soaking wet. Like, you got to be nuts if you think I'm going to drive to meet a stranger that I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, he could totally just throw me into the back of his trunk. Like, I'm not doing that. Also,
but he can do that where you're at
also,
right now.
Also, be a gentleman. Like, if you're the one out of town, like, you're driving to meet me and take me out. Like, I'm so, like, people want to say that I'm like a brat or whatever. Like, no, I just have standards and I just feel like that's okay.
You
I
have
that
unrealistic standards.
I don't think that's unrealistic.
David, what do you think? You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. We're trying to see what people think about
day
Alex
dating.
Is not happy with this day date this guy wants to do
for
the first date.
For a first date. Is it gross?
Right. I mean, I personally wouldn't do it, but Alex, I think you're being a little too picky here. He may be just trying to be a nice guy, take you out to lunch, see if he likes you, and then take you out to dinner another time. I think you should just have a little bit more of an open mind on this one.
I think this guy on the phone sounds very sweet. Are you single?
What?
Yeah, no,
you're not.
Yeah.
I think this is David.
For Alex.
No, I think David actually is the guy that asked her out to lunch.
Wait,
and
are
now
you
we
single?
Try to talk about it.
I am single.
Alex.
Oh, my.
Alex, David's a biblical
name. I will
name.
Say that I've been asked out a lot just from the radio like this, but they always end up being weird. None of them have ever panned out.
Yeah, you have to meet on Hinge.
Yeah, it's weird, like, just hearing a voice and not knowing, like, what you look like or anything about you. It's always a gamble.
Linda, you are on the Joe and Alex Show, and you have free reign to talk to Alex and let her know what you think.
Hey, Alex. I think that by that guy asking you for a lunch date and not just like an evening away, it just really depends on what you're looking for, but he's obviously stating that he's not like just trying to like get in your pants.
Oh, that's true.
That's a good point.
And does this guy or does a hot baby know that you're waiting till you're married? Because not saying every guy thinks, oh, the first date we're going to hook up, but they may think that it would happen before the marriage.
Only hot baby knows.
Oh, see, this guy doesn't even know.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't even know.
He does not know that.
Maybe he's waiting too.
I don't think so. Let me tell you something.
He's like, today I'm crazy. I'm not going to have decaf. I'm going to have regular coffee.
One guy ever has been someone that's also been waiting, and he was so strange because of it. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know why it is.
No, like everybody's weird, but you're the one.
It's strange, but here's the thing, and I don't know how to explain this. Like, only other girls that are also waiting till they're married know. And one of my friends is waiting till she's married, and we have talked about this. For some reason, like, girls are like relatively normal who wait till they're married, I think, and make that choice. But for some reason, the guys that are doing the same thing, they always end up being a little socially strange.
It is hard to be a guy and wait. Not saying it can't be done, not saying it's just,
yeah,
it is hard.
It's very hard. Like, I would be elated to find a guy that was normal that was also doing that, but I can't find them. I literally can't.
I've got one for you.
Who?
His name's Landon.
Who's Landon?
I went to college with him. He was a SIG app. See, we talked for a hot second.
I'm sick of these guys. I don't know why. I checked all my apps. They're all put on 25 miles, like at the most, for like how far away a guy is to match with me. I don't know why I keep getting these guys that are out of town. It's like the apps are broken or something, but it's making me aggravated.
Jasmine, we'll wrap up with you this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Kind of what makes you sick, kind of gross to have an actual lunch date for the first date? That's what Alex is saying.
I disagree with Alex. I think she met him on a dating app, so I think maybe he's thinking, oh, for her safety, so she won't be scared, blah, blah, blah. I think the first date is fine. Maybe if she would have met him on a party, at a party or somewhere, it's different. But I think she might be missing out missing out good guys because of her pickiness.
That's what I think too. And I'm Alex, and thank you, Jasmine, for the call. I thought that for a long time, and luckily along the way you met some guys that seemed decent, but then for whatever reason ended up ending. But I understand having standards. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but I'm always amazed like what you pick, like what you're so strict about. I'm like, that matters to her, but that's okay?
Well, I did tell him that I said, let's relook at next weekend. I was like, you know, this weekend I'm busy, I can't go, but next weekend let me know. And he said, I will. So we'll see if next weekend he asks me out for dinner.
I mean, what if he's like a werewolf and if he goes out at night and sees a moon, boom!
I feel like the Beast from Beauty and the Beast. You will join me for dinner!
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
R. Kelly broke down crying during his first interview since being accused of aggravated sexual abuse. He's claiming he is innocent and that his checkered past is not relevant.
I will tell you this. People are going back to my past and they're trying to add all of this stuff now to that, to make all of the stuff that's going on now feels real to people.
But the past is relevant with you with underage girls.
Absolutely, no, it's not.
Why?
Because for one, I beat my case. When you beat something, you beat it.
You were acquitted.
We can't double jeopardy me like that. You can't. It's not fair. It's not fair to nobody. When you beat your case, you beat your case.
I want to keep that clip, by the way, for later. You can't double jeopardy me.
R. Kelly also got very emotional at one point.
What? How stupid would I be to do that?
I didn't say you were holding...
That's stupid, guys! Is this camera on me?
Yes, it's on.
That's stupid! Use your common sense. Hate me if you want to, love me if you want, but just use your common sense. How stupid would it be for me, with my crazy past and what I've been through? Oh, right now I just think I need to be a monster and hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement. Quit playing.
Robert.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life.
Now, to be fair, that's a great argument I would do. Like, why would I do that? That doesn't make any sense. I'd get caught if I did that.
Well, you know who else did that exact same interview, style, was Jussie Smollett. And look where he ended up. But ironically enough, Queen Latifah is standing by him. She says that until she sees proof that he staged his own hate crime, she doesn't believe it.
Until somebody can show me some proof otherwise, I'm going with him. You know, because the guy I've seen has always been someone who cares about people, who cares about others, and who's very kind, and who's always been cool and sweet, and that's just the guy I know. So until I can see some definitive proof, which I haven't seen yet, I gotta go with him until I see otherwise.
I get where there's blind loyalty, but just because somebody's one way to you doesn't mean that they're not something. For example, ever hear of Murder Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show? These people live normal lives. People don't even suspect a thing.
And then
they kill people, so you can be a different person.
Yeah, Joe is right. And also, what more definitive proof do you need? He pleaded guilty to falsifying reports to the police. He pleaded guilty. They found the check that he had signed to pay the guys to do it. I think they have video footage of these guys practicing the attack. I do not understand. Like, sometimes, you know what? You hear people like this, they're just morons. They're morons. You have the facts right in front of you, and you still refuse to believe it? You're a moron. You're a moron. Yesterday, by the way, this is pretty crazy, during her second day back on the TV, Wendy Williams opened up about her drug addiction, saying that she is still a walking addict.
I've told you my over 10-year ride with the cocaine and the crack. Oh, yes, crack is whack. But it was very good to me at a particular stupid point in my life. I've shared this with you in my book. I've shared this with you on this show. I've shared this with you on my radio show. I was a mess, you know, functioning, killing myself. So I realized that I am a walking addict. Do you know what I'm saying? You can't just clean it up and stop it and think that it's not going to affect you.
And Kit Harington says it's hard to do interviews about the Game of Thrones or about Game of Thrones without giving anything away.
I won't say anything. That's the problem. We're all in the same boat. All of us in the cast are kind of turning to each other going, what do you say? Like, I can't even say lies. I can't even make something up.
Why can't you make stuff up?
Because then that gets picked up, and then they pick that apart, and then anything that might be true, they've narrowed that out of it. So it's a minefield.
Just throw stuff in that couldn't possibly happen, like Frodo throws the ring into Mount Doom or something like that.
Yeah. Jon Snow marries the Night King or
exactly,
something.
Exactly, like that.
Coming up in less than an hour, good news and bad news for Kylie Jenner.
Good morning to you. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number for this is going to be 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Her boyfriend dumped her after she got breast implants. Okay, you're with somebody, you're dating them, and then that happens. Let me give you the backstory. This story was this girl. She's in her late 20s. She's always been flat-chested. She's always been insecure about it, got made fun of, but she's gotten through her whole life. She's had boyfriends on and off, but she says she finally has a boyfriend now that she really connects with, that really accepts her for who she is.
Doesn't sound like it.
Up until you said that, I thought you were talking about Alex. I'm just kidding.
No, I honestly gotta say that. What do you mean it doesn't sound like he doesn't accept her?
Because as soon as she changed a little thing about herself, he was like, I'm out. Because her body didn't look exactly how he wanted it to look. So her body mattered more than the connection that they had emotionally.
Okay, now here's the story. 833-JOE-ALEX, want you to join in here and see whose side are you on. Do you think the boyfriend has a point? This girl got the implants after her grandma passed away. She got a little bit of money. She didn't. She didn't talk to her boyfriend or any of that. I'm not saying she has to either. I'm not like, you have to get, can I have implants? I mean, that's your body. But she did it anyways. And he said, leading up to the breakup, because she didn't tell him like what happened. She's like, oh, I'm just going to be gone. I guess she didn't want to tell me he was going to get it done. So after she recovers and he's like, whoa, you're different. She went from like nothing to a B, so that is still different. He's like, well, I liked you just the way you were. Like, just how you were, how you are. And he thinks that she has an insecurity and she's got to love herself. And that's why he's like, I think we're just different people because I loved you how you were.
Well, you know what's funny? You said he loves her how she is.
He said, I'm saying he loved her how she was. Like, he didn't care if she was big or small.
It's just, but she loves herself better with it.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it. I'm not sure. Live the web, girl. You're about to have a seizure. Go ahead and talk.
I am about to have an aneurysm. This is so crazy. I 1,000% understand this guy, and I get this guy. You cannot be in a healthy and loving relationship until you love yourself fully. If you are looking elsewhere, and if you are looking to fix yourself on the outside to feel love for yourself and feel like you need to spend thousands of dollars and undergo surgery, something risky, to feel valuable or feel good about yourself, then you do not love yourself fully, and you are going to keep searching and searching and searching in your outside appearance to find what's missing inside, and your outside appearance is never going to fill that void for you.
I agree with you a bit, but hold on there. Hold the clap. I'm actually almost going to agree with Alex, I think, for a second here. What's the difference, though? Because, for example, me, like, I never had braces. If you didn't know this, I have, like, veneers. Like, I have fake teeth up there. They don't look like crazy, and they're not like, bling, bling, white, but the point is they're nice and straight. They're really good. I don't think my wife would even talk to me if she would have seen my hillbilly teeth that I had before. I mean, I had some jacked up teeth. What's the difference between that? Because people get dental work done all the time to have their teeth, but now we're talking, oh, because you have boobs, that's totally different.
But that's the thing. I feel like she was struggling to love herself and accept herself. I don't like last minute plastic surgery stories. Like, you wake up one Saturday, you're like, you know what? I'm going to get breast implants. I think probably you should wait a little bit on that. But like, if it's something that's been bothering you your whole life, like years and years and years and years and years, and you're like, I know that this would make me feel more confident and happier, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, for me, so like, I think the story is really interesting because it's actually the idea of getting breast implants and stuff and plastic surgery in general is something that I talk to guys about before we ever date.
What do you bring up? Like, what do you say?
So I just tell them, I'm like, so what do you think about girls like who get breast implants? Like, you know, would that bother you? Does it bother you for a girl to like get fillers and Botox and like lip injections and stuff like that? Because I have a short-term plan. I'd like to do it this year. I have a short-term plan to get my breasts done. And then I also have a very short-term plan. Like next week, I'm getting fillers, Botox, and my lips done. So I always ask guys about that because that's something I want to do. And I'm like, look, if you're not going to be cool with it, then like, that's fine. She was wrong in that she did not tell him. Like, that's weird to me. There was already problems in the relationship if she didn't feel like she can come to him and tell him that she was getting a major surgery.
It's not like she needs permission, but I feel like you talk to your partner about that. Even if it's just your boyfriend, girlfriend, like you share those decisions in life. Not saying they sign off on it. When you're married, for sure, it's
got to
be a team
thing. It's just open communication. She should have been,
like, why
she should
are you
have felt comfortable.
It?
Yeah. The fact that she didn't feel comfortable telling him that right there is a red flag that he wasn't the right person for her.
And side note too, Alex, we're all vetoing you getting breast implants because right now you already have like a lot of attitude. I'm not going to have you be confident walking around with boobs. No, thank you. I need something to keep you grounded. Megan, you're on the Joe and Alex show. 833 Joe Alex is the number. What did you want to say?
Hi, it's Megan. I just wanted to say that having plastic surgery of any kind is actually, you know, for anybody to do. It's there for cosmetic reasons, or in my case, it's there medically. I had C-section, and my husband still loves me. And it's hard to go, like, back and forth being like, you know, like, oh, I was once skinny and now I have a little pouch on my stomach area.
Yeah.
And I thought I wouldn't be loved by him anymore. And we had twins the first pregnancy, so that was a bit rough to get back from. And, you know, having plastic surgery doesn't make you, like, less valuable or that you don't love yourself. She was loving herself enough to go like, hey, this is a surgery. I should be able to do this. This is my right, and I choose to do it. And if a guy breaks up with her because he liked her before and doesn't like her afterwards, then, yeah, I agree with Alex saying that he didn't like her for
Let's see what Liv the Web Girl wants to say to that.
I think putting that much value on your outside appearance is toxic because I think our society needs to focus on the character of the person and what they offer in that way and not focus on the outside shell. That goes with dating and that goes with everything. And I think it kind of makes sense, no offense, that Alex wants a boob job and also in a relationship to even get into a relationship. She has all of these standards for guys of like what they want to look like. Like when you ask her type, the first 10 or 5 qualities she lists off are physical.
Yeah, but none of them are breast implants.
She wants to have them
none
beard.
Are breast implants.
She likes, well, right. But I just think it makes a lot of sense. And I feel like maybe that also, she struggled finding a guy, you know, and it is hard for her to date. And I feel like maybe that's why, because she is putting so much weight on a physical and outside shell. And I just think it's toxic.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's go real quick to Kayla. You are on the Joe and Alex show. And you're saying if this was the other way, we wouldn't even be talking about it. What do you mean?
I'm saying, what if she got a breast reduction? Like, people get breast reductions all the time for their health. I guarantee that it wouldn't be a problem then. So why is it a problem that she wanted to be better for herself and get a little bigger?
There is a difference between getting surgery done because there is actual a medical risk at hand. But also, I think that, too, like, if you take my mom, for instance, she could easily get a breast reduction because she does have back problems, but she doesn't because it's not to the point where it's hinging her life and struggling her life. So she's not going to tamper with what God made for her and created. But now, if something is a medical issue that is like tampering with your health, then that's a different story.
I think that the health is understandable, but I just think people do it for appearance as well, because it's not as attractive if you can't even move with big breasts. So
tell me about it, Kayla. I mean, you see me going doing my boxing stuff and I'm punching my boobs. Just, it looks really awkward. 833-JOE-ALEX. We will get to more of your calls here. This guy broke up with this girl because she actually got breast implants. It feels like most guys would be really excited about that. Hey, we are the Joe and Alex Show, and the number to call in to be part of the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. If you're just tuning in, this girl shared a story about how a few weeks ago her boyfriend finally broke up with her, and the reason why is she went and got breast implants. She never really talked to him about it, and she was very flat-chested her whole life, and she inherited some money, said, you know what, this is the perfect time. I'm going to go away and kind of do this on my own. So she got the surgery, had some friends help her recover, and then eventually surprised her boyfriend. Like, hey, ta-da.
Yeah, but he didn't like it. He liked her the way she was before, so he dumped her.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? I ain't feeling those humps.
Yeah, wasn't into it. But see, I just think that that's problematic. I think right there that shows, like, he is the one that only cares about outward appearance. If they had a real, true connection stuff, who cares what she changes?
But then I can see where he's like, I'm just concerned the kind of woman you are that you didn't feel confident in your body that you were given.
I just think it's a preference thing. Like I said, it's different if you just wake up one day out of nowhere and say, you know what, I'm going to go pay for all this plastic surgery today. But if it's something that you really, like a nose thing or whatever, something that's bothered you for years and years and years and years, that you just know, you know what, if I just fix this little thing, it's going to make me feel better and more confident, whatever, then I don't have a problem with that. I want to do that.
I think if you, unless you're a millionaire, no one just wakes up one day and says, today I'm going to get a boob job. Like, it takes,
I just mean,
so
you have to put a lot
planning.
Of thought into it.
Well, I know, but don't you think that, like, it takes a lot of planning to schedule it, to get the funds together? I think that anyone who does it, it takes a long process. I don't think anyone just wakes up one day and does it.
Let's kick off with Lindsay and see what you think. Hey, Lindsay, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, good morning. So I completely agree with what was just said about if he left her, then he's the one that cares about the outward appearance. I also just don't think that it's right for us to be coming down on this girl when it's her money, it's her body. She can choose exactly what she wants to do with it, and why are we to say anything that that's wrong?
Do you think it was wrong that the guy dumped her then?
I think that there's more I think we need to know the rest of the story. Who knows if they had talked about it previously and she brought it up and he was supportive, but he never thought that she would get it done.
It sounds like with this case here, Lindsay, thank you for the call. I don't know if they necessarily talked about it, but he accepted her the way that she was, and he just kind of feels like, all right, well, I don't know if I can be with a woman who doesn't love herself for who she is. At least that was his thought process. Sammy's on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Sammy, go ahead. Let us know what you think.
This is for Alex, and I was just going to say she should reconsider getting breast implants, because I've had them for 12 years, and I've been sick on and off for 3 years, and I didn't know why, and I discovered that there's a group on Facebook for breast implant illness.
Ooh.
And there's a lot of, there's like over 60,000 women that are in this group that have either, they call it explant. A lot of women, including famous women, are getting them removed because it's made them really sick. And this is for saline or silicone.
Wow, and that's interesting. So are you getting yours removed then because of that?
I will eventually. I can't say when because I don't know, because it's expensive. But there's so much information in this group. And I didn't even know about this. I've been to the doctor for different things because I haven't felt good. And you know, nothing comes back that there's anything wrong with me. And then so I discovered this group.
And that probably made you
so
feel
women
less
that
alone,
have
yeah.
From it.
Wow, okay. I don't know. Hey, if you do end up getting rid of them or something like that, Alex, would you want to buy them, like, discounted, like, used?
Yeah, I mean, like, if you have just, like, you know, an operation that you're running out of an alley, like a white van type of situation, like, just let me know where you're parked. I mean, I'll just look you up on my Maps app.
Yeah, you'll get there in no time. You can have Portrop Uber you there. Courtney's on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Courtney, what did you want to say?
Hi. So, I just wanted to say that I actually kind of agree with the boyfriend. I'm actually in a same-sex relationship, so I was just kind of thinking that if my girlfriend got a boob job, I would actually be pretty disappointed. Just because, I mean, if you like her the way she is and the way that she looks, that, you know, if she went and got one, especially without telling me, I would be pretty disappointed that
you know, she changed the way she was, especially because if he likes the way she looks, I mean, I don't see why it's so such a bad thing that, you know, he liked her the way she was before she changed.
Okay. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. I don't know. It's a tough situation. Like, I feel like you would love somebody no matter what they do, like if you really love them in a relationship. At the same time, I don't know, like to break up with somebody? Like, I can't think of the equivalent asking you, Alex, if a guy did that, would you break up with him? Because there's not, that I am aware of, a lot of modification that a guy can do to his body.
Yeah, you know what I was going to say? I was going to say, you know what? No girls would be complaining if their boyfriend came home and said, hey, baby, I got D enlargement.
Joe's Journey. We do it every week around this time, but I think it's time to stop.
Why?
Well, I have been losing weight, and I'm actually down, which is hardly anything. I'm down like a pound and a half this week, and that's kind of been the story. I have been losing weight. With the 1 week, you know, I went crazy after I got off my diet, but now I'm back on just eating normal, healthy food. I am losing weight, but I feel, or I get worried that with the world, especially the world we live in and the stuff I have in my own head where I'm like, oh, I need to lose 5 pounds this week or 10 pounds. We're not on the Biggest Loser or any weight loss show anymore. Realistically, if you lose a pound and a half a week, that is good. That is progress, that is movement, even for a big guy like my size who could probably lose more than that. Point being, I just wonder, 833-JOE-ALEX, and be honest here, you're not going to make me like cry that much, 833-563-2539. I want people to listen to the show and enjoy it. I know on social media, you really like to follow my journey, and thank you for that. I really mean that for the DMs you send me saying that I motivate you, you motivate me when you share your weight loss photos. That's cool. But are people bored listening to this on the radio?
Because
on the
you're only using show? About a pound every
if
week?
If every week it's like, Joe lost 7 pounds, it'd be like, oh my gosh! But I'm wondering if you're like, well, that's cool, pound and a half. It almost seems like it's predictable or it's kind of common. And I mean,
are you bored with this segment? We were asking.
Well, that's what I'm kind of wondering. Like, I'm going to keep on losing weight. Like, I've been doing good. My clothing is just falling off, which is awesome. My pants, because I'm too cheap to buy new ones, literally are like worse than Pork Chop's butt crack. Like, because he shows butt crack all the time. My pants keep on falling down. I got to pull them up around my man boobs. So I'm getting results. I'm loving. I've still been doing Title Boxing Club. I've been loving that, and I'm doing great. And I'm getting progress, not as fast as I want. But I'm just wondering if people are
move,
over it.
Should we move Joe's Journey off the air and just put it on like Joe's Instagram so that you can keep up on his Instagram?
Or do we just do it less often, like maybe every 2 weeks or once a month instead of every week?
I think the bigger thing here isn't like, oh, you lost a pound or you lost 7 pounds. The bigger thing here is finding out ways to lose weight and letting other people know. For instance, if you're like, oh, I found this food, it's so good, it's this grilled chicken breast and I do it with no seasoning, then that's great. We want to know about that. Or like your title boxing class.
833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. You're on the radio. Make sure you got your Bluetooth turned down and all that good stuff. Who's this?
Savannah,
be honest. Not going to hurt me that much. What do you think? Should we kind of tone this down a bit? Maybe not do it as much?
No, you got to keep doing it.
Every week?
Every week.
All right. What can I add to this? Because I want to make sure people are actually... Because, for example, I think if you're a person that's in shape, maybe you're Alex, just like, you know, naturally, whatever, or you're Liv, who works out all the time, you're a gym rat. Are you, like, bored by this, or are you into it?
Way into it. And I think if you spice it up with new things that you're eating or new things that you're doing, maybe you try the ballet class, I think that's
okay.
A reality.
Okay, you lost me.
Yes.
Alex is smiling like she wants to see me in a tutu.
Please.
Oh my gosh. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Alex, be honest, I know I yell at you. Are you kind of over it?
Well, I was very excited the other week when you did tell us that you lost like 5 or 7 pounds or whatever it was.
Well, it's bigger compared to like a pound.
I don't know. I guess it's hard for me because...
You're not hurting my feelings.
I know I'm not a nutritionist or like a fitness expert by any means, but I would think that after this long, this amount of time, only for your size, only losing a pound is just, you're not working hard enough, is what I think. Like, I mean, your wife has lost like a crap ton of weight.
You saw that photo, didn't you?
In only like a few weeks.
6 weeks.
I just think like, I don't know. I do feel like it's boring that you only say it's a pound a week.
No, I would agree. That's why I brought this up. Nobody else brought it up. So, I mean... I hate to hear that, but I understand. Now, let's talk to Joel. Hey, what do you think, Joel? Do we kind of wrap this up?
Hey, Joe, you know, I think you should keep it going. Coming from myself, I'm trying to do weight loss as well, and I tried to do the whole weight loss Instagram thing, and it's so easy to lose accountability, and I think every week if you're on the air, you know, plateau in your success, whether it be 1 pound or none, you know, I think it's best to help yourself be accountable and let everybody know your progress. It's inspirational.
Hey, man, well, I appreciate that, Joel. And if you want to reach out to us, Joan Alex Show is our Twitter and Instagram, and my social media is Joe Pesh Radio. You can find it there, too. Please reach out. I think somebody told me, Alex, like they connected through my Instagram, through yours. They listen to the Joe and Alex Show, but they used to listen to you when you worked and lived in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, and they show me photos. And I was like, oh, I almost sounded rude saying, like, oh, my God, that's not you, because they look so incredible. And, like, we just started walking and exercising, eating healthy. And they're like, they said they liked hearing about it. But it's so cool when people send me stuff. That's how I get motivated. So I think maybe if somebody does get motivated hearing me lose that. But once I bring it up, if you've lost a bunch of weight, who cares?
On Twitter, we're getting some responses. Nick said, no, keep it going, bro. You're doing great, buddy. Everybody is different. I say keep it going, sir. Scott says, if talking about it on air helps keep you motivated and accountable, I'd listen every day. And Marissa says, move hashtag Joe's Journey to social media and find another segment for the air.
Okay, cool. Let's do two more calls here. We'll wrap it up. Let's go to line five. It's Rachel. Hey, Rachel, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say about possibly moving Joe's Journey at least less frequent or maybe even off the air?
Definitely not off the air. Obviously, it's up to you if you feel, you know, you get all these different things from other people. But it's actually helped me start my own weight loss journey. And I started something different, specific. I've been doing the keto diet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I've lost 32 pounds since January 3rd. So
dang!
It's really made you do that.
Dang, have you been experiencing, we read about this the other day, the keto crotch?
Oh, my gosh. No, not at all. They say if you drink a crap ton of water that you don't get affected by that. And I don't even know if that's true because I'm in so many keto groups and they're like, that's not a thing.
All right. Well, hey, Rachel, we are so proud of you. Thank you for sharing that with us.
See, I feel like people are too nice. Like, they're not going to call in and, so to speak, to your face, tell you that they're bored by this. So I'm going to put a poll, which is anonymous, on Twitter, at Joan Alex Show. And I'm going to say, do you think that we should move this to just social media? Or do you enjoy us talking about Joe's journey every week on the air at this time? And you can vote what you think. And then he'll never get his feelings hurt because he'll never know who said what.
Pork chop. Please do me a favor.
Huh.
Go ahead and pull a good photo, because I know Alex is going to put a photo like, I'm like. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And what we're into is your chance to share along with us things that you're into. It could be something you love watching on Netflix or Hulu. It could be a restaurant. You're like, oh my gosh, I went there. This is like the perfect spot to go grab a drink or something with your friends. Whatever it is, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I will kick it off this morning. And mine is a musical element. Yes, I've got music in my veins. And this is an awesome song right here. This is by Judah the Lion, and it's called Over My Head.
What's my purpose? What's my future? I don't know. These are the questions I address before I go to sleep. I wish my mind would turn off with the lights on the TV screen, but here in the dark, everything off. I start to think it gets hard to breathe.
I don't think you're feeling my song, Alex.
I like it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I love Judah and the Lion. I think tickets actually just went on sale. They're going to be doing a tour, so. I just love all their mandolin in there and all that kind of folky feel.
I like it.
All right, cool. That's what I'm into this week here on the Joe and Alex Show. Liv the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
I'm into this new foundation stick. It's by Makeup Forever, which is, I just really like the makeup brand. You can get it at Sephora. It's just like foundation, but you can put it on like it's literally just like a stick, but it blends really well. It's their Ultra HD foundation. Super good.
Ooh. Okay, well, I've got a song also this week.
Ooh, look at Great Minds Think Alike.
I've just been like in a discovering music mood. Like, I posted a whole bunch of songs that I'm loving right now on my story yesterday on Instagram at YoAlexRaps with a Z. And then I kept this one off of my story yesterday specifically for this segment. So it's such a banger, in my opinion. It's so fun to like play this pregame with your girls and then go out and get hype. It is by somebody called Mabel, M-A-B-E-L, and it's called Don't Call Me Up.
So don't call me up, cause I'm here looking fine, babe.
and I got eyes looking my way, and everybody's on my vibe, babe. Nah, 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 don't call me up. My friend said you were a bad man, I should've listened to the back then, and now you're trying to hit me up again. Nah, 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 I'm over you, and I don't need your lies no more, cause the truth is that you, boy, I'm stronger, and I know you said.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh. What is she doing right now? Is that even a dance move? You okay? Do you need help?
Nope.
Poor
Chuck,
she's not talking.
This
there
is
we
the
go.
Barrier. So don't call me up.
Yeah. Mm. Yes.
Let's see. Is this Rylan?
Hello.
Hey, what up? You're on the Joe and Alex show. What are you into?
Oh, I'm into the new Vans challenge that's going on all over social media.
What's the deal with that? I mean, there's nothing special. It's just they're heavy bottom shoes, right?
Yeah. So, like, I work for Vans, and, like, basically what it is, people, like, start coming in, and, like, they started throwing our shoes and everything, and we were like, what's going on? And then somebody let us know that there was, like, this trending challenge on social media and everything.
Whoa.
But it is because of, like, the heavy bottom shoes, because there are these shoes we have, like, they're called lights. Like, they're lighter than normal shoes, so they don't do that.
It's only the heavy shoe. Yeah, because, like, I've got Adidas, and we did that the other day in the studio. But could you imagine if you're working in, like, the van place, and you're like, everybody starts coming in, taking the shoes off the shelf, just throwing them? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Nothing to see here. Hey, if you couldn't get through on the phones, make sure you hit us up on social media. We love hearing what you're into. It's Joe and Alex Show. That's our Twitter and Instagram.
Yep, and on our story is where you can swipe up, see the foundation that Liv talked about in both of the songs that Joe and I are liking.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Some good news and bad news for Kylie Jenner. At 21 years old, Kylie Jenner has taken the title of the youngest self-made billionaire ever. Not only is Kylie a regular on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, she is also the sole owner of Kylie Cosmetics since 2016, and the company is now valued at $900 million. Forbes magazine has ranked her as the
second
2057th richest person in the world.
I think you just said it correctly. Okay.
And they estimate her fortune to be $1 billion. Kylie Jenner also, here's the bad news, recently saw that her boyfriend Travis Scott was talking to girls on Instagram DM before he deleted his account. The messages the reality star found weren't exactly appropriate, and this led to the rapper deleting his account amid rumors that he had cheated. Despite their fight, the couple isn't ending their relationship.
You can't, when somebody's a billionaire, like, they can kill you and, like, they'll never get caught. You got to be careful, Travis. Now, here's my thing. I'm not knocking that, but I hate the word saying she's a self-made. She has made the money. She's made tons of it. But she wouldn't have got it if she wasn't who she was, starting out with the assistance that she did. Like Jeff Bezos, kind of, you know, that's a whole other thing. The guy and his wife started it in their house, like in their garage, built it up, became something. That's a self-made billionaire.
I see both sides of this. I think I tend to side with that she is a self-made billionaire more than that she isn't. But I do see what you're saying. It's a little bit of a gray area.
She definitely has done a lot with her brand for sure. But I mean, I question it. That's all.
Demi Lovato accidentally knocked out her trainer Jay Glazer's tooth while working out on Tuesday. In an Instagram video, Glazer rings a bell and holds up his incisor, all while showing off his gap-toothed smile. He said, "Demi knocked my tooth out." And then Demi, who's wearing blue boxing gloves in the video, gives him a hug before apologizing. What's crazy is that he was wearing a mouthpiece,
okay,
and he still got his tooth knocked out. So she captioned the video, "Holy blank, I literally knocked out Jay Glazer's tooth out during training this morning while he was wearing a mouthpiece. Ha ha ha, sorry. You're not sorry, Jay. So coach wins my first fight." The singer has been focusing on her health and perfecting her Brazilian jiu-jitsu after she was hospitalized for an overdose in July of 2018.
I never realized how strong women were, Alex, until I went to like this title boxing thing. You can go anywhere. I go to the one in Glendale.
Boxing is hard.
And these women hit harder. I can't. I'm a 200 pound. They know how to throw punches.
Yeah.
Like, it scares me. And now my wife knows how to punch. I am going to do everything you say, ma'am.
Fat Joe and Stevie Wonder both agree that it's not time to end the music that Michael Jackson gave the world. Fat Joe has stated that he plans to watch the documentary Leaving Neverland, but believes it would only be fair to allow a documentary to be made about Jackson's side of the situation as well. And Stevie Wonder, on the other hand, thinks it's just time to leave Michael Jackson alone. Neither of them think that his music should be pulled or anything.
Yeah, I mean, he's innocent, but is he innocent?
I'm dying to watch this documentary.
You haven't seen it yet.
No, I'm annoyed. Okay. Here's my problem. So if Liv's parents are here today, if you guys have an HBO password I can borrow, I'd really appreciate it. I paid for, I guess there's two different apps for HBO, and I paid for one of them, and like that doesn't include this documentary. I've been wanting to watch
HBO
it since
Go
Sunday.
One?
What, I don't know. Whatever one I picked, it's like you only get some stuff. I'm like, why can't I pay for one thing of HBO and get it all? But now I'm like, I'm not going to spend another $10 a month on something else. So I can't figure out how to watch it. But if somebody wants to share their info with me, I would love to just watch this Michael Jackson documentary.
I have one. And I'll give it to you.
Wow. Liz's been holding out on me this entire time.
What else do we not know?
But here's the thing. I told you guys this before. It's my cousin's ex-boyfriend's college roommate's aunt's password.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. So every time I get on, I'm like crossing my fingers that she hasn't changed the password because that is my only in into HBO.
Does she know that you're using that?
No, she has no idea.
That's
I even
hilarious.
Exist. But so I'll give it to you, but you can only use it just for
that's
that.
Quite the connection. Good. Too. It's my blah 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 blah.
Yeah, that's some layered stuff right there. Speaking of Liv the Web Girl, she'll like this news. Peaky Blinders star Cillian Murphy is being tipped to replace Daniel Craig as James Bond when the actor vacates the role after the next 007 outing. Murphy previously came close to landing the role in Batman and Christopher Nolan's Batman Begins, only to lose out to Christian Bale.
I am a huge fan. I have never seen a single James Bond movie, but you better believe that I will be watching every single
you
minute
can't
of that
stop.
Film.
No, you cannot ever watch something and be like, oh, I'm cool if they replace them.
Hey,
no,
bringing,
you don't respect the franchise.
Listen, bringing someone from Peaky Blinders, which is my favorite show of all time, which is on Netflix, bringing an actor from there into James Bond is getting the millennials excited for it.
There you have it. That's the garbage.
I don't understand how any parent could do this. I can understand if this was maybe your significant other, like if a woman did this with her boyfriend or fiance or husband. But even then, to me, that is quite the stretch. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in for this weird thing. 833-563-2539. The socials, Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, and Facebook. We use our station one to search for Radio Now. This guy, he was a cadet, and he unfortunately died. He went skiing. He got into an accident, and they put him into kind of a coma, and he ended up having his oxygen cut off, and he became brain dead. So he passed away 4 days after that, but he was a really amazing guy. But he happened to also be the last of his family, I guess, as male. Like, so if he didn't have kids, which, you know, he's dead now, not going to have a wife or anything. He wanted to have five kids one day, so the name is going to kind of be dead now after the parents pass away. Now, here's what happened, though. The family, the day that he actually died, went off life support. They petitioned a judge and somehow got them to, and I don't know the process, please don't ask me. They asked him, hey, can you help us out here? Can we harvest our son's sperm?
Ooh.
Yeah, so they want to keep it because
that's
they...
That's creepy.
It's, okay, it is a little creepy, isn't it?
It's a little sci-fi-y. Yeah.
Now, how are they going to get it? I don't know, but they were able to do it, and it's in storage right now.
Oh, gosh.
In, like, some little baby bank. And the parents are like, well, we're going to try to find a surrogate mom and have the kid. And
interesting. So he was not married or anything.
He was not married. He talked about one day he wanted to have a giant family of five kids. You know, like so he definitely said he wanted to have kids one day. Point is, coulda, woulda, shoulda. That's just, it sucks. It's sad. I know I sound like heartless, but that plan did not happen. He's not with a girlfriend, a fiance, a wife. So I think it's kind of weird and freaky and strange and wrong, 833-JOE-ALEX, that his parents now harvest it and that they are going to try to find a surrogate and continue on that without a mom or a dad. It'll be just the grandparents raising that. And I know there's plenty of grandparents that have raised kids when bad parents are out of the picture. Is that not weird?
Is it selfish almost create a kid who has no parents?
I think it is.
How funny would it be if that kid was a girl So she would lose the family name anyways.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. A really good point.
But maybe with technology now, you could try to make it so it's a boy, but you're right. Like, okay, well, dum dum dum. That didn't work out.
I just have so many questions. Number one, I did not know. I mean, like, a guy's, you know, stuff.
Quit thinking about it. Yes,
no, but I don't understand. Like, I would think once you die, like, I know your fingernails grow.
They did
you,
it the day of Alex. He was in the hospital for 4 days after the accident. He died that day, and within a certain amount of time, just like they can harvest your organs to donate to somebody, they were able to somehow, I don't know, turkey based or whatever, they got it.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I definitely talk all the time how I really want to be a mom. Like, that's my number one goal in life. Like, if I had to choose between my career and being a mother, it would always be being a mother without any hesitation. And I think that I would be okay with this. Like, if it was possible for my parents or something to take my eggs or whatever.
And get, like, a sperm donated?
Create a little Alex. Yeah, I think I would be okay with that because that was something that was, like, a life goal of mine.
But you're not being a mom. You might technically, like, provided the baby.
But then also, is it terrible for my own kid, then, that they have to grow up without me? It's like, that's a very interesting question. 833-JOE-ALEX.
Whitney, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. And you're saying that this is a good idea, bad idea. What do you think?
So I get the sentiment to a certain extent. I was just thinking, oh my God, I'm so thankful she isn't, like, the family, the mother isn't saving his sperm so that she can have his baby.
Oh yeah, like, so she could carry the baby. No, some people, like, family members are surrogates sometimes.
Ew.
And carry. Wouldn't that be weird if you were the mom and the grandma? Or however that works. I'm confused now, Whitney. You just made me sick to my stomach.
Me too. I made myself sick.
Oh my gosh. That's just insane this morning.
You know, I knew that rigor mortis made your body stiff, but I didn't know it made that stiff.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
This guy in Orlando, Florida, has been trying to get his Nissan Altima out of an impound lot for about a month. I mean, that's a long time not to have your ride.
Why do you get it taken away?
I don't know the exact details. I don't know if it got, like, I guess because it got towed. It said after it got towed, that's where it went. So that's why I went to the impound lot. When he finally went back to get it on Saturday, the owner of the lot was grabbing food and had the keys to the vehicle, or I guess to get into the lot to keep it locked up. So the guy had to wait a little bit longer in the lobby lounge area. Apparently, though, this guy was fed up at this point because instead of waiting, he went outside, and I guess however he got there, because obviously he doesn't have a car, and started throwing Molotov cocktails at his own car.
Wait, what are those? Like a bomb?
It's a glass bottle here. I forget exactly what's inside. It's a flammable liquid, and you have like a rag lid on the end, so when the glass explodes and all the, like, the gasoline or whatever's inside of there, it goes everywhere. I don't know why they call it a I can't even talk. It sounds like a bar drink.
I think probably because normally you use like a bottle, which is alcohol, and also they might put alcohol in it. Because isn't alcohol flammable?
Depending on it, yeah. If you have like a really, really high grade one,
Why are you asking me about alcohol?
I bet you know more about alcohol than anybody, Liv.
Well, I don't know.
You went to college. You've seen stuff. So.
That's true. I actually did take a shot that was on fire once.
Thank God you're still here. So this guy starts hurling it at his car.
Right,
not
why?
Not another one. Just because he was mad. It doesn't matter. He's a dummy. I can't logically explain this to you. But he threw three of them over the fence and set the trunk of his car on fire.
No way.
While the owner was just showing up with the keys. Like, the guy even paid $300 to get the vehicle. Like, he was going to be able to get it out. He just was waiting to pick it up.
Honestly, I kind of relate to this guy. Like, I get it. Like, you have so much pent-up resentment on this stupid car. Your life would be so much easier if you just didn't have a car to worry about and didn't have tickets to pay and tows to pay. I get it. I relate with this guy.
I was going to say, Liv, the fact that you've had your car impounded how many times?
I think three. I've had at least probably
what did you do to get your
70.
Car impounded?
I think one time I just parked it in a bad place, and then I think all the times that's what it was. I think there was a sign, but I didn't see the sign.
Yeah, fun fact, you can't park in front of a fire hydrant. So now you know. You can check out this dummy and everything else online at joeandalexshow.com. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and this is quite the story here. I don't understand like how this even went down or how it happened, but check this out. There is this couple, and I can never say it, but I'm amazed at how many Joe and Alex Show listeners actually say they do this, where they're in a relationship that's polyamorous?
No, polygamous.
What?
Well, okay, now we're making out. The point is
Glutimus Maximus.
That's your butt, I think. Hey, they're into butts.
They're polygamous.
Yeah, they're polyamorous.
Oh, that's what it is.
So,
wait, Liv, what are you doing with polygamy? Okay, go ahead, Alex.
So this girl was 17 years old, I guess, when she realized she was polyamorous. Her husband, she's 22 now, her husband encouraged her to see women too. And so they like had previous encounters with this, right? Well, they decide to get married on their wedding day. They both end up having eyes for this girl's bridesmaid.
How is that even possible?
And so the bridesmaid and the bride and the groom all shared a bed on their wedding night.
What?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yes. And all three are now in a relationship, but the women claim that they are asexual.
What is, okay, see, I'm really bad. Like, I know that I'm, like, no sexual because me and my wife don't really do anything, but what is asexual
mean? See, none of this makes sense. If you're having eyes for someone, you want to sleep with someone, all those different things, then, like, how are you asexual? Because, like, you're wanting to be sexually active, and asexual is, like, you're not wanting to be sexually active. But they all you know, hooked up on the wedding night. So I don't feel like she knows even what she's saying. You can't say I'm polyamorous or whatever, and then also I'm asexual. Like, this is just none of this is contradictory.
Yeah, I don't understand any of this.
This is what she says. On the wedding day, seeing Lana in the dress with her makeup done, my heart skipped a beat. She was gorgeous and amazing in every way. At the reception, we all linked arms and just danced and sang for hours. It was a day I'll never forget. Oh, wait. Oh, here, this answers my own question. We all slept on the bed together, but Lana and I are asexual. We are repulsed by sex or anything of the sort.
That's what's wrong with my wife. Now it makes sense.
And there's a photo of all three of them together on the wedding day. And can I just tell you, this bridesmaid 100% looks like the type of girl that would be involved in something like this.
Oh my gosh, I want to see.
She's got like short pixie hair. It's like she's got like turquoise hair color, glasses, rail thin. I don't know. She just fits the stereotype.
I'm really upset because I love the name Lana. Oh no, what?
There's also a photo of the bride and the bridesmaid kissing, like one of the professional wedding photos on the wedding day.
That is
like,
so
you're telling
weird.
Me within 15 minutes, you walk down the aisle, you see your friend, you decide now I'm in love with you also, or now I like you also. And by the way, we're going to do our professional wedding photos with you in there, and we're going to be kissing and stuff. Like, she made all of this in a snap moment, like a snap decision, which is crazy to me.
I feel like this is going to be a story for Murder Monday in like 6 months.
You think it's
these
like that
people
weird?
Are not, these people are clearly impulsive and irrational.
I just don't understand.
I'm not knocking our listeners that are
polyamorous. Sorry, I'm saying it wrong. But I don't get it. Like, when you're doing married, you're like that one person, that's it. I don't understand how you can have another person, because maybe I'm jealous and I didn't realize it, but I would kill somebody else to feel like they tried to get between me and my wife. I'd have a problem with that.
Right.
Here's the biggest clue of all that, like, we all should have seen this coming. The bride and her husband met when they were in band together in high school.
It is the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now 100.9. And we've got Casey on the phone. Hi, Casey. What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. So you heard us tell you to be caller number 9 to win Kelly Clarkson tickets, right?
Yes.
Guess what caller number you are?
Number 9.
No. No, I'm
number
kidding.
Eight.
I'm kidding. You're caller number 9. Congratulations, Casey.
Woo! Thank you.
You are welcome. It's going to be awesome. Kelly Clarkson bringing her show to Indy very, very soon. As a matter of fact, she is going to be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse coming up on March 22nd. So that is is that a Friday? I'm not great with my dates here. Yeah, the 22nd is a Friday.
It's a Friday.
There you go. See, you've got this thing planned out. Now you're also qualified to get that grand prize, which would include 2 tickets to the show. It's the Meaning of Life Lounge she's got going on, and there's all kinds of other hookups. But at the very least, you got tickets to the show now, so congratulations.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Hang on the line, Casey, and we will get all of your information. All right, cool kids. What's going down today? pork chop, by the way, you look like Darth Vader or Darth Maul or one of the Star Wars characters right now.
That's because I worked for 19 hours yesterday. I worked the show and then Uber drove till 11:30 p.m. so I had enough money to pay rent.
Did you make the money? Were you okay?
I have $5 extra, so yeah, I made enough.
Oh, dude, lunch on you today then, right?
I'm going to go home and go to bed and not wake up till
tomorrow.
You're
going to eat some roadkill that you just find on the street.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I've got some like leftover rice or something.
Pork chop looks exactly like the Kermit meme.
Yes, yes.
Where they he has the hood on. I'm posting this on our Instagram story at Joan Alex Show because it is so funny.
We have to get a photo of him like that so we can save it for later and have like little pork chop memes that we can make too. So.
I just want to go to bed.
Oh man, that's rough though. So you are not going to get evicted then, or what's the case?
Yeah, I'm not getting evicted. I paid my rent on time.
Is it late?
I mean, no. You can pay up to 5 days late, and I paid it yesterday.
All right. Well, good for you, man.
Yeah.
Jeez, 19 hours. I'm tired just thinking about that. What do you got going on today, Liv?
I think I'm also going to nap because I was at the Butler and Xavier game last night, which I know people are going to be really, really upset when I say this, but I'm a huge Xavier fan, and I was rooting for Xavier last night when I was at the game. Unfortunately, they lost, which was really hard for me. But, yeah, so I'm going to take a nap because I'm pretty beat after being at that game. I was cheering my butt off because it was so, so, so close down to the last minute.
Were you the only one cheering?
No, actually, this is amazing. But every year, Xavier has a pretty big section at the Butler Stadium at the Hinkle Fieldhouse. And there was a point in time when the Xavier fans were being so much louder than the Butler fans, getting a Xavier cheer going on. It made my
life. Did you know, fun fact about Butler, because I didn't know how big of a fan you are. Obviously, they're the Bulldog. Did you know?
Who let the dogs out?
This song was actually written and inspired by Butler.
I bet it was.
It was. True story.
What? No, yeah, it was not.
Oh, look it up. Google it. I guarantee you it's true. Alex, what are you doing today?
I am going shopping. I guess I'm going to take Liv's advice. I'm going to try to get some type of dress or t-shirt dress or something to wear with my thigh-high boots to go out this weekend.
Okay, you know that gray dress that you have when Porkchop came to visit that you wore to Patichu?
Oh, yeah.
It's gray. It's tight.
Yeah.
Love that dress on you.
But I've worn
love
it 100 times.
I know, so I'm saying...
But the new guys don't know that.
Inspire you.
They don't know that. It's a new guy. Come on.
Yeah, we talked about what girls wear in the winter going out to bars. If you missed that, it's at the beginning of our podcast for the show replay. Just search for the Joe and Alex Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Play.
You girls don't get it. You realize on the weekend, like, I wear the same shirt that I had on Saturday, Sunday, then Monday. Because it's different people they don't see. I've been wearing this all week.
You've been wearing the shirt you're currently wearing literally since last Tuesday, and everyone notices.
You have to go see our story right now.
Okay.
About pork chop. It is going to make you pee your pants.
All right, let's get out of here then. Alex of the Web Girl, Kermit the Frog, producer Pork Chop, and myself, Joe. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.